Welcome back to the Lawn Hustle, the podcast dedicated to the men and women who are building real businesses and creating real legacies in the green industry. If this is your first time joining, thank you for investing your time here. Today's conversation centers on one powerful truth. Success in the lawn care and landscape space does not happen alone. Community is the advantage. And that's what we want to talk about today. Community being the advantage to help you grow, help you find success, and help you avoid some mistakes that people have already made. The green industry is built on relationships. Every day, you and I are out there serving homeowners, serving property managers and neighborhoods. What we do is community work at its core. Yet, many business owners still feel isolated in their operational struggles. Pricing, hiring, equipment failures, scaling challenges, cash flow pressure. We all fight the same battles. Belonging to a community of peers transforms that isolation into momentum. Let's talk about that for a minute. Belonging to a community, the green industry, takes your isolation and it turns it into momentum. There's something about being around peers that have struggled with the same struggles. They have fought the same fight. They have been through the ups and downs, just like you, just like me. But when we get around them and they can share their story or their testimony with us on how they overcame the struggle, what systems did they put in place? What procedures did they activate in their business to help them overcome the cash flow issue or the hiring issue or just the day-to-day operation? The struggle is real. But when we get around people who have been through the struggle, they've been through the fight, they've been through the difficult times in running and operating a business, and they share their story, they share their testimony with us, it brings encouragement, it brings momentum, and it begins to build that self-confidence that says, you can do it, you can make it, don't stop now, don't give up now. So that's what I appreciate about the green industry. It's a community of peers, a community of people that some are bigger than I am, some are smaller than I am, but I can learn from those that are bigger. I can learn something from those that are smaller. We don't want to make anybody feel like there's any big eyes and little U's in the green industry. So it transforms isolation into momentum. When you connect with others, advice becomes accessible. Innovation spreads faster, and everyone wins. If you help someone during their struggle, they win. And because you are willing to help, you win. Everyone wins. Community elevates the standard of excellence in our craft, and it reinforces why our work matters. Last week, I had the opportunity to attend the LCR Summit, hosted by Naylor Taliaferro, the lawn care rookie, on Monday and Tuesday of last week. That event was life and business transformational. If those that were there, including me, will take what we were taught and activate it and put it to action in our business, it will make us better business owners. It will make us better husbands. It will make us better individuals. Naylor gave me a hat. It's my favorite hat. Me 2.0. It's because at that moment, I can activate what I have learned and become the best version of who I am. I will cherish that hat and use it as a motivational piece in my podcast studio, in my office, because I want to be better than I was yesterday. I want to be better than what I am today. I want to get better every single day. I don't want to lose ground. So after the LCR Summit, I attended the Equip Expo. It's a community on a national, worldwide stage. For many, that sense of belonging becomes real at Equip Expo in Louisville, Kentucky. Equip is to the green industry what the Super Bowl is to the NFL, what the World Series is to Major League Baseball, what the Championship Series is to the National Basketball Association. Equip Expo is the third largest trade show in the United States. And it invites every business owner, every lawn care provider to come. Check out the new tools, check out the new equipment, demo the equipment. Thousands of professionals, I think right around 33,000 attended this year's event. It was a powerful display of community, because what I found that there are people that are in the showroom, people walking the halls, people in the outside demo area. They have a bigger business. They have more revenue coming in than I do. But they have accepted me for who I am and where I am, knowing that I desire to improve myself and I desire to grow and scale my business to the next level. There are companies that are not as big as I am, and I welcome them, and I want to offer them encouragement. If I can grow a business, you can grow a business. We've got to take it personally. I'm going to do this with intention. I'm going to do this with a spirit of a servant, and I'm going to serve with a spirit of excellence. So belonging to a community, it will transform your business. Don't feel like you're fighting this battle all by yourself. Don't ostracize yourself. Don't bury your head in the sand. Come to these events. Learn from these events. Be encouraged, be blessed, and be strengthened. So Equip Expo, the showroom floor is packed with the latest tools, but the real investment happens in the conversations. And with that being said, let's take a short break and hear a word from our show sponsor, EarthaPro. If you are a solo operator, if you are a small business and you need a CRM software, I challenge you, go to earthapro.com. Call them, connect with Peter and Courtney Kwan. They will answer your questions. They will serve you with a spirit of excellence. If you sign up, use the Lawn Hustle 11. You will receive a $50 gift card. You will receive personalized onboarding and a discount. So let's listen to what EarthaPro has to say.
Tired of chasing payments and losing track of jobs? EarthaPro back office software makes it simple for solo guys and small lawn care and landscaping crews. Schedule, invoice, and organize all in the same place. We also have a mobile app and integrate into QuickBooks. Sign up at earthapro.com with promo code THELAWNHUSTLE11 for a $50 Amazon gift card, 10% off, and personalized onboarding. EarthaPro, you run the outside work, we run the office.
And we're back, and we were talking about Equip Expo and how the friendships and the connections begin in the conversations. While you're out eating, while you're walking the halls, while you're sitting down having a cup of coffee or a cold drink, the conversations, they draw you in. And when you hear someone begin to tell their story, how they scaled their business, how they grew, how they added more clients, how they mastered their numbers, how they begin to set systems and processes in place to help them succeed. And when you see their success, I don't know about you, but it sure does motivate me. Because I realize if they can be successful, I can be successful. If they can grow, I can grow. If they can set these processes in place to help their business be more efficient, so can I. So it is a learning experience. And even though there's thousands of people there, it's not so big that you cannot take it personally. I had the opportunity to go out for dinner with Tony Rudolph and his wife, Evan Lindman and his wife, Daniel White, Greg Durbin. I went out to eat with these guys because They are my friends. And we begin to share and talk and laugh and have a great time. I left that table encouraged. I left that table excited about professional lawn maintenance in Newcastle, Indiana, because these men, they begin to invest in me by their testimonies, by their conversations on their business and how their business is growing. At the LCR Summit, I heard one business tell us that he has grown 109% in the last year. You talk about motivating me. When I heard David Breton of Mallard Island Lawn Care talk about growing 109%, it lit a fire under me. Because if he can do it, I can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. But you've got to get involved in the industry. You've got to put yourself in the room. You know, it's been said that if you're the smartest man in the room, you're in the wrong room. Surround yourself within the industry with men who are smarter, men who are wiser, men who can help you advance to reach your goal. So get in the room, attend the LCR Summit, attend Equip Expo, invest in yourself. Because at these events, business owners discover new systems, new suppliers, new levels of confidence. When you attend these meetings, you don't feel like you're fighting all by yourself. You don't feel ostracized. You don't feel like you're in the battle all by yourself. When I involved myself in the green industry, I felt a connection. I felt like I belonged. I was doing more than just mowing yards, more than just trimming bushes, but I was a part of a community. And I encourage every small business, save up some money between now and the 1st of next October and attend the LCR Summit, attend Equip Expo. I want to see you there. I want to meet you. I want to shake your hand. I want to encourage you. You can grow. You can take your business to a higher level than you ever imagined. When you walk into the event, you realize that you're not just a business owner in your city. You're a part of a national, worldwide movement that is shaping the future of landscaping and outdoor services. So Monday and Tuesday at the LCR Summit, what did it do for me? It deepened my relationships. And it gave me words of wisdom to master my business. While the Equip Expo brings the entire industry together, the LCR Summit is smaller in attendance, more personal. You get more hands-on training. It is a focused gathering of growth-minded owners who are committed to mastering the business side of service. You know, you can be the greatest lawn care provider by laying the most beautiful stripe. The hedges always look perfect. The edges are perfect. But if you don't know how to run your business, things aren't well. So you attend the LCR Summit to help you learn and master business, helps you figure out your numbers, helps you figure out route density, helps you figure out how to serve your community. And that's what we all are. We're servants to our clients. So the LCR Summit, even though it is smaller, the impact is so great. Leadership develops financial discipline, marketing structures, personal growth. All of these things happen at the LCR Summit. These topics matter if you desire to build something sustainable. Let me say it again. All of these things matter. Personal growth matters. Marketing structures, discipline, leadership development, the business side of the hustle. All of these subjects matter if you want to build something sustainable. At the LCR Summit, conversations become more transparent. You hear the real stories of success and struggle from people who get it. People who's been there, people who's done that, bought the t-shirt. This is not just networking. It is a community of accountability. Find you a mentor. Find someone that can hold you accountable. Find you a friend. Develop a relationship with someone that can hold you accountable to growing your business and operating your business with efficiency and more profitability. People show up with a determination to learn. Our speakers at the LCR Summit, when they weren't speaking, they were sitting at the tables with us and they were taking notes. They were learning. And they leave with new relationships that fuel their trajectory all year long. The only thing about it, it's in October. And we're going into the fall, and then it'll be the slow season, because we'll just be waiting on snow. But if it was in the spring, man, we could be fired up and come back ready to grow, ready to hustle, ready to mow, ready to do our job to the best of our ability, serving our clients. The outcome of community. When you surround yourself with high-performing peers, you begin to do the following. You raise your expectations. You build stronger systems. You deliver better service. You scale with confidence. You stay motivated during the grind. Community, it changes the way you think. It reminds you of your purpose. It reminds you of your why. Why you started. Why did you begin? Why did you start your business? It brings reminders to you. It unlocks opportunities that never happen in isolation. When I started going to the Equip Expo and the LCR Summit, I began to talk to brands. I've made connections with people that I would have never met because I was living in isolation. I thought it was just me and my business, and I'm struggling and I'm fighting, and I'm trying to overcome, and I'm trying to grow, and I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to understand my numbers and my goals. But that's not the case. It's not just me. There are a community of people that are willing to help me, teach me, and be a mentor to me. These meetings will help you stay motivated during the grind. If you've not heard Naylor Taliaferro teach on the four seasons of running your business, following nature's plan, you need to reach out to him. And if it costs you a few bucks, have him teach it to you. It will change the way you think about your business. These meetings unlock opportunities. They reinforce that we are all a part of something bigger than I am, bigger than you are. If you've never attended Equip Expo or the LCR Summit, put it on your schedule. Begin to plan to attend. Consider what missing these events will cost you. Not the cost to attend the events. Because when you pay to attend Equip Expo, you pay to attend the LCR Summit. Yes, it costs some money. But it's an investment in your business. It's an investment in yourself. You're buying in to growth. You're buying into opportunities. You're buying into scaling your business and taking it to the next level. The greatest investment you can make is in the relationships that sharpen your skills and expand your horizon. So thank you for joining the Lawn Hustle today. Stay committed to community. Stay committed to growth. And keep hustling with purpose. Until we talk again, I hope you have a great week. I hope you crush it this week. And I hope you find the level of success that you have set as a personal goal for yourself. Thank you for listening to the Lawn Hustle.